United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Edward G. Robinson. Adieu, ladies and gentlemen, this is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented as a contribution of this station in the public interest. Start today to save before you spend. Join the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. Save regularly the easy, automatic way. In a moment, you'll meet our star. But first, here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with Harry's own arrangement of Lazy Bones. Thank you, Harry. And now we take you to Hollywood and our star, Edward G. Robinson.
In 1897, in the port of Melbourne, the stout foremaster Mary Lee lay at the dock, loading the last of her cargo of wheat for Liverpool. In the master's cabin, Captain Hall talked over sailing preparations with Mr. Simmons, the mate.
We're short-handed, Mr. Simmons.
Aye, sir. If we could lay over...
No, Mr. Simmons. We'll sail with the crew we have and work twice as hard, poor devil.
Well, that'll be the Scotland Yard man I told you about, sir.
Well, if he's after one of my crew, I'll be tempted to sail off with both of them. Come in.
Captain Hall, my name is Ashley, sir. Tom Ashley of the Yard.
Mr. Ashley, what can we do for you?
Will you post this letter in Liverpool, sir? It's to Scotland Yard about a man they want. A man named Jed Tanner, who is alleged to have murdered a lady in London in the process of robbing her. She was an American lady.
Yes. He strangled her in broad daylight.
Oh? Then you know about the case?
Yes, I do indeed.
Well, at this moment, Sir Jed Tanner is sitting in yon waterfront pub called Petey's Place, drinking himself into a stupor, drinking to forget.
A man seeking to drown a guilty conscience, I suppose.
He is guilty, all right, but with too little evidence to prove it. Unless the man confesses. However, he has a record of petty thievery here, and the authorities would be glad to get rid of him. If I could find a shipmaster willing to give him passage...
And you're asking me? This is an American ship.
Yes. I chose it because of a strange coincidence. The name of the woman he killed was Mary Lee. Well, to find himself on a ship named Mary Lee might give him a bit of a jolt.
Ah, that might. And 100 days at sea on the Mary Lee might work in a strange ways on a man's conscience. Mrs. Simmons, make out the papers for an addition to our crew. Jed Tanner, ordinary seaman. Get up! On your feet and up on deck.
Ow! Hey, who are you? Where am I?
Aboard the ship you signed on.
I've been shanghaied.
You've been kicked out of Melbourne, that's what.
Oh, my head. What ship is this?
Look outside there. Above the wheelhouse door. You'll see her name written in plain letters.
No, I can't see so well so far. The Mary Lee. The Mary Lee.
What's the barometer, Mr. Simmons?
28.37 falling.
We're in for a blow, and no mistake. What did you start to say about Jet Tanner?
Well, he's cracking up, sir. Nights when he stands watch, he says he hears strangling noises and sounds like a woman screaming.
Well, no doubt he did, Mr. Simmons. He isn't sailor enough to know that there are many strange noises on a ship at night.
Well, there's something else, sir. Tanner claims there's a blue albatross following the ship.
Well, is there?
Of course not, sir. There's no such thing.
Aye. And if Tanner wants to see a blue albatross, let him. Come in.
Tanner, get back on deck.
Blue albatross. It's still following us. The storm's driven away the other birds, but the blue albatross is still there. Why?
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 Because it's a spirit. The soul of someone who cannot rest in peace.
It's a spirit. Tell her to go away, sir. You're the captain. Tell her I didn't mean to do it.
Tell who?
Mary Lee. I killed her, sir, back in London. And there she is, halfway around the world, following me.
Aye, and she'll follow you till doomsday, till you set her soul at rest.
How? How?
Confess your guilt and take your punishment.
Oh, I will. If you'll only tell her to go away.
Yeah. Sign this confession, Tanner. It's all written out for you. Read it, Mr. Simmons.
Aye, sir. I, Jed Tanner, on the 14th day of March, 1896, did brutally murder a housewife named Mary Lee on Borough High Street near the George Inn in Southwark. This is true as God is my judge.
Sign it.
I'll make my mark, sir. There.
Witness the mark, Mr. Simmons.
Aye, sir.
Now, would you tell the blue albatross to go away?
There's no albatross there, Tanner. It's all in your mind.
But I've seen it. Then you tricked me. Tricked me into signing that paper. I'll get it back because I know where you keep your pistol.
Look out, sir. He has your revolver.
Yes. Now, give me that paper.
No, go ahead. Pull the trigger and be twice a murderer.
I can't shoot you. But I can shoot the blue albatross. That's what I'll do. I'll kill the blue albatross. Then she's got to go away.
The man is completely insane, sir. Shall I...
No, wait, Mr. Simmons. Wait till he empties the gun. He's done for, Mr. Simmons. Any man who kills an albatross, real or imagined, is doomed. Come in.
Man overboard, sir.
Tanner, wasn't it?
Aye, sir. He leaned over the rail to fire up the albatross, and a wave took him over the side.
Yes, I told you he was doomed, Simmons. Now, we can't put the ship about in this gale without ripping all the canvas off our sticks. We'd never find him if we did.
Well, God rest his soul, even if he was a murderer.
Aye. And, Mr. Simmons, when this blow is over, have one of the men take that blue dress down off the Mizzen Royal yardarm.
Aye, sir. I wondered why you had it put up there, but now I see. That's what he thought was the blue albatross.
Yes. It's the dress Mary Lee wore when he strangled her.
Indeed. Well, how did you get it, sir? Did the Scotland Yard man give it to you?
No, Mr. Simmons. It came out of my own sea chest. Mary Lee was my sister. The barometer is rising now. I think we'll have a fair voyage from here on out.
Thank you, Edward G. Robinson, for a splendid performance.
I'm glad you liked it, Jimmy. Now, if it's all right with you, I'd like to ask our listeners to do some performing.
How's that, Eddie?
And I like to suggest that they join with other millions of Americans in the regular, thrifty habit of investing part of what they earn in United States savings bonds. There's a great American institution known as the Payroll Savings Plan. You know all about that.
Right. And some 8 million working men and women save regularly for their own security through this plan. For those who are self-employed, there's the bond a month plan where you bank.
Well, you know, Jimmy, our habit of thrift is one of the things that has kept our country strong. And regular savings by every American will help to keep us secure in the future. That's why I welcome this opportunity to urge our listeners to save. And save regularly with savings bonds.
Well, that's good advice, Eddie. I'd like to add that guaranteed safe United States savings bonds earn interest at an average rate of 3%, compounded semi-annually, when you hold your bonds to maturity.
Yes, and that's $4 back for every $3 invested at the end of 9 years and 8 months.
That's right. And what's more, you can hang on to your bonds for another 10 years, and they will keep right on earning 3%. If you hold them 19 years and 8 months, you will get back 80% more than you put in.
For my money, Jimmy, you can't beat that for a good investment in the future. Friends, let me urge you to save regularly for your security and your country's security with United States savings bonds.
A sound suggestion, Edward G. Robinson. And thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Edward G. Robinson. Now, once again, Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with España Cani. You have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for United States Savings Bonds, which today featured Edward G. Robinson. The supporting players were Shep Menken, Ted DeCorsica, and Byron Kane. The play was directed by Louis Graff. The time for this program is donated by this station every week in the public interest. The Treasury Department thanks your station and Mr. Robinson for their contribution to the Savings Bonds program. Next week, we'll have another famous guest and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be on hand. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you to save before you spend through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond-a-month plan where you bank with safe, sure United States savings bonds.